Classes of the Neighbor. Introduction. As much as you have done it to one of the least of these my brothers, you have done it to me. Matthew 25, verse 40. By the hungry, angels perceive those who from affection desire good. By the thirsty, those who from affection desire truth. By a sojourner, those who want to be instructed. By the naked, those who acknowledge that there is nothing of good and of truth in themselves. By the sick, those who acknowledge that in themselves there is nothing but evil. And by the bound, or those who are in prison, those who acknowledge that in themselves there is nothing but falsity. Arcana Celestia, 49:56. Day 1. Who is the neighbor? And behold, a certain lawyer stood up tempting him and saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said to him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he, answering, said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God from thy whole heart and from thy whole soul and from thy whole strength and from thy whole thought and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said to him, Thou hast answered rightly. Do this, and thou shalt live. But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And Jesus, replying, said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among robbers, who, having stripped him and inflicted blows on him, departed, leaving him when he was half dead. And as it happened, a certain priest came down the same way, and seeing him, passed by on the other side. And likewise also a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came upon him, and seeing him, was moved with compassion. And coming near, he bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine. And he set him on his own beast of burden, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And departing on the morrow, he took out 2 denarii, and gave them to the host, and said to him, Take care of him, and whatever thou spendest more, when I come back I will repay thee. Which now of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbor to him who fell among robbers? And he said, He who did mercy with him. Then Jesus said to him, Go, and do thou likewise. Luke 10, verses 25 to 37. The New Jerusalem and Her Heavenly Doctrine, the chapter on Love Toward the Neighbor or Charity, number 84. It shall first be stated what is meant by neighbor, for it is he who is to be loved, and towards whom charity is to be exercised. Unless it is known what is meant by the neighbor, charity may be practiced indiscriminately and in the same way towards the evil and the good. Thus charity becomes no charity, since the evil, by the benefits received, do evil to the neighbor, but the good do good. Number 85. It is commonly supposed at the present day that every man is a neighbor in a like degree, and that good ought to be done to everyone who requires help. But Christian prudence is concerned in examining well the quality of a person's life and in practicing charity accordingly. A man of the internal church acts with discrimination and thus intelligently, but a man of the external church, because he cannot so well distinguish things, acts without discrimination. Number 86. The distinctions in the neighbor, with which the man of the church ought to be well acquainted, are according to the good that is with everyone. And since all good proceeds from the Lord himself, in the highest sense and in a supereminent degree, is the neighbor, from whom others are neighbors. From this it follows that a person is a neighbor so far as there is with him anything of the Lord. And since no one receives the Lord, that is, the good that proceeds from him, in the same way, therefore, no one is a neighbor in the same way as another. For all who are in the heavens and all who are good on earth differ as to good. Never is there with any two persons the same and identical good. Good must be various, so that each good may subsist by itself. All these varieties, however, and consequently all the distinctions in the neighbor, which are according to the reception of the Lord, that is, according to the reception of good from him, can never be known by any man, nor indeed by any angel, except in a general manner. Thus the general kinds may be known, and the species under them. Neither does the Lord require anything more from the man of the church, except that he live according to what he is acquainted with. Questions. Have you ever found yourself tempting or testing the Lord, like that lawyer, asking in a cynical, hopeless way, "What shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Notice how the Lord turns the question around, away from "Whom do I have to love?" to "How can I be a neighbor?" And the essence is to do mercy. How can we practice Christian prudence and discrimination without being judgmental in a self-righteous way? How is such discrimination an essential quality of true love toward the neighbor? We read that the man of the church ought to be well acquainted with the distinctions in the neighbor. That's what we're studying in these classes. No two people or angels are good in the same way, or else they would have no distinct identity. How do we let the Lord harmonize our varieties? The Lord only asks us to live by what we know. So what good is it to learn more?